It is time for the good stuff, so relax for a minute. Before we get started in more good stuff, let's kick it off by talking about Tri-State Livestock News. They're unlike any other publication. They have the latest, the greatest, if you are looking for industry news. Check them out, tsln.com. A great Christmas idea, don't forget. Subscribe and get the latest. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
TK Angus invites you to the 41st Bull Sale and Female Production Sale. It's going to be Monday, December 16th at 11:30 east of Valentine at the ranch. 155 fall-born Angus bulls, 32-year-old bulls, and 50 spring calving females. Check it out, tkangus.com. You can bid live at DV Auction.
Integrity Meats in Belle Fourche is grateful for all their customers and community. They're sending out a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And safe driving for the holidays from WW Tire Service, 8 locations across Central and Eastern South Dakota. Shane and all of his crew at WW Tire wishing you a happy holidays. Today, I thought I would share something called An American Boy Grows Up by John Mitchum. Our son was born so long ago, yet it seems like yesterday that I stood in awe before his crib and heard the doctor say, "You've quite a boy there, Mr. Jones." I could only answer it with a nod, for in his very being there, I saw the miracle of God. Later in his high chair, in a manner I deplore, I saw that miracle of God throw his oatmeal on the floor. Well, I fixed him something different, for I felt he must be fed. But when I turned around again, the bowl was on his head. A few more years rolled along, and he didn't spill things anymore. His granddad sent a big bass drum, and once more I deplored the fact that my miracle of God had a lusty taste for noise. When he'd boom, boom, boom on that big bass drum, I questioned, "Boys must be boys?" I asked his whereabouts one day. His mom said he's got a paper route, said that he'd helped to earn his way as he became an Eagle Scout. When they pinned that medal on him, tears welled up in my eyes, and then I gripped his mother's hand. Our boy had earned his prize. I won't forget that September day when he entered senior high. He had an air of great excitement, but he left home with a sigh. He came back that afternoon and gave us some puzzled looks. "Wow," he said, "this school is tough. Look at all these books." "The choice is yours," his mother said. "You can pick the easy way. What you put into life, you'll get out of it. Each man pays his price one day." He looked up, then he smiled, and I saw that he lost his gloom. He said, "I'd better look at these," and he headed for his room. My son came home late one day. He seemed all worn out. I asked a little sharply what that was all about. He spoke proudly and threw his shoulders back. In his eyes, I caught a gleam. "I wanted to surprise you, Dad. I'm on the football team." They won most of their games, lost a few. It was a thrill to watch him play. And when they didn't win, we knew he'd met the challenge anyway. He didn't know it at that time, but it was a stepping stone, solid footing for the climb to face life on his own. How those 3 years flew past when graduation came. We saw our boy grow up at last. Our lives will never be the same. I guess we've known all along that his goal would be. From that time 3 years ago when he chose responsibility, he stood in the doorway yesterday, put out a strong right hand. I held back tears at the uniform he wore to protect his land. I shook his hand. His mother cried, "Son, why couldn't you wait?" Embracing her, he softly said, "Mom, if we all did, it would be too late. I promise I'll go back to school when I've met my obligation to you, my friends, my girl, my school, and most of all, this nation. I'll do all I can out there, for I know that you'll both be trying to make everyone you know aware we've got to keep Old Glory flying." And then his mother straightened up with a smile to hide a tear. She said, "We're both so proud of you. We'll feel lost without you here. Someday you'll know what this moment means when your boy shakes your hand and you watch him as he walks away, the day he becomes a man." And again, that's from John Mitchum, called An American Boy Grows Up.
Coming up, some prairie wisdom. But first, from Rick and Lynn Shippey in Winter, South Dakota, buying, selling, and auctioning land at Shippey Realty. And they say, Merry Christmas, everybody, as we move into the season. So some of that prairie wisdom, never miss a chance to shut up. I thought that was pretty good. And of course, don't interfere with something that ain't bothering you none.
Oh, that's good advice. Mind your own business, right?
Right, right. Okay. And timing has a lot to do with the outcome of a rain dance.
That's for sure.
That's right. The easiest way to eat crow is while it is still warm. The colder it gets, the harder it is to swallow.
That's true as well. Thanks for sharing those. We'll get some more prairie wisdom for you on another edition of The Good Stuff.